This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
You know, it takes great intellectual and moral strength and clarity to truly listen and learn, and to not tie your personal identity to anything but that of becoming a seeker of truth.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrian Gold Davis.
I talk a lot. Have you noticed? And as I understand it, our speech should be rationed and used carefully and selectively. And yet, over the years, I have struggled to keep the mitzvah of not speaking where I won't be heard. You see, talking is my default position, and I can find the words to articulate my deepest yearnings and thoughts, even when or if they are not yet well formulated. I process aloud, but this tendency is dangerous, because once those words are out, they cannot be taken back. And we Jews, well, we love to talk. We're a nation of communicators who invented talk therapy. We write famous songs and lyrics. We're teachers and professors and salespeople and are often called the people of the book. We are never, it seems, at a loss for words, but sometimes I wonder if we're too quick, too anxious to reply. If we sound like we're apologizing for our very existence. So this year, as we watch the kangaroo courts in South Africa ask Israel to defend herself against being savaged herself, a memory of other words I once read sprang to my mind. This quote has been all over social media without any specific credit for writing it. It goes like this. The anti-Semite does not accuse the Jew of stealing because he thinks he stole something. He does it because he enjoys watching the Jew turn out his pockets to prove his innocence. And you know, it felt right when I heard it. And I asked myself if all these words we use are ones that will not be heard anyway. And if we're either preaching to the choir or to those who are so deeply indoctrinated against Jews that they won't hear us anyway. So are those words wasted? And personally, I made a decision that is right for me. Perhaps not right for everyone, but it has brought me a measure of peace. I, for one, will no longer verbally turn my pockets inside out. I will no longer defend Israel's or the Jews' right to exist in its indigenous homeland to a populace that has co-opted our narrative, to a populace that projects concepts like genocide and ethnic cleansing, which is actually, by the way, what they want to do to us, to excuse their abominable behavior, ideologies, and agendas. So, have you ever heard of the term confirmation bias? What it is the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of one's existing beliefs or theories. In his article about this concept, Rabbi Mordechai Schiffman wrote that the only thing harder than changing someone else's opinion is changing your own opinion. And have you ever wondered why? Many of us are so invested in our opinions, we believe that there are identities. Because the fear of shame and ego damage that comes from saying, well, perhaps I was wrong, is so unpleasant that we will spill anything into a confirmation of our current positions. You know, it takes great intellectual and moral strength and clarity to truly listen and learn, and to not tie your personal identity to anything but that of becoming a seeker of truth. In the Exodus story, we learn that the Pharaoh hardened his heart against the children of Israel when asked by Moses to let my people go. The plagues came, and they decimated Egypt and its land and its animals and its citizens. But where Pharaoh's confirmation bias was concerned, no amount of proof of God was enough. October 7th, 2023. the day that Hamas attacked Israel, was a declaration of war against our state and has now become an open declaration of war upon all Jews everywhere, and they will not stop with Israel. Do not delude yourself. And where are we learning most of what we read and see? Oh, well, that's the world of social media. That world is an exercise in confirmation bias. We read and respond to an algorithm that feeds back to us that which we already believe. So instead of encouraging us to look deeply into our thoughts and ideas in the search for truth, it keeps us locked in a prison designed for us and further locked down by our own fingers as we click on that which agrees with us. And while preaching to the choir can feel good, it can make us feel less alone, for sure, it is a bit of an echo chamber of our own making. As it relates to using social media effectively, I learned from Ariel Halevi. You can find his brilliance, by the way, on the Momentum Yom app, that when we respond to negative or hateful social media about Israel and about the Jews, we actually push that negative post further up the algorithm, meaning more people will now see it and it will increase its reach. As we fight back and empty our pockets, we are in some ways, sadly, furthering their reach. So, while the world spews its anti-Semitic rhetoric, while social media becomes a platform for people who are biased and hateful, while our streets and our bridges and our shopping malls are overrun with protests that skew the meaning of freedom, democracy, and liberal Western values, I am not responding anymore. I'm not providing nuance. I will keep the mitzvah of not speaking where I will not be heard. I will focus my efforts on that silent majority who are humble enough to admit that they don't understand everything and that they are open to truth. Now, this is not to say that I don't feel deep sadness and compassion for all the innocent lives lost over the past months. I do. But as King Solomon wrote so wisely in Ecclesiastes, or Kohelet in Hebrew, there is a time for everything under the sun, a time for war and a time for peace. And this, well, this has been a time for war. And the war inside of us for moral clarity, without bias or fear, that must be waged as well. This week, can we try to use social media wisely and focus on the not already indoctrinated? Can we resist pushing hateful posts up the algorithm by using private messages instead of replying in the thread? Can we examine our own confirmation biases and stop turning our pockets inside out for those who will not listen? For many of us, those people who will not listen might be relatives and friends, and it's painful. But in the end, there are certain topics that do not improve with conversation. And may we try not to speak where we won't be heard. Yeah, it's a difficult mitzvah, but in this war of words, it's a mitzvah worth trying to adhere to. Am Yisrael Chai.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.